Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back, and if you would like to get in the muzzleloader contest, we're giving away CVA Optima V2 in camo with a scope, a nitride barrel, and a scope mount. You will have to get your own optics for that, but for a free muzzleloader, it's worth the investment in the scope, that's for sure. All you got to do is call 410-WCBM-680. For the alphabetically challenged, that's 410-922-6680. You may leave your name, first and last name, with Aaron, our producer, and then simply go on the air with me, just like the last two callers did in the last hour. Just want to get in the contest. Thank you. Good luck. Have a nice day. Or you can make a comment, ask a question, or tell a story if you like. That's what we're here for. 410-922-6680. By the way, you only have a couple more days to register to vote in Maryland. Okay? A couple more days. I think the 15th is the last day. I have to check on that, or Aaron can check on it. But if you want to vote in the general election, you only have a couple more days to register. Please register. Please vote your conscience. Please take a look at your choices. Take a look at the website, listen to what they say, and vote accordingly. That's all I've got to say about that. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We got Jeff on the road. He's about to go fishing. Are you there, Jeff?
Good morning, sir. Yes, sir, I am here. How are you, sir?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Jeff at Giants. Just calling a couple, two reasons. Actually, three. One, I agree with the register to vote thing. We all have to get out there and let our voice be heard. It's very important.
Amen.
And I'm definitely calling to enter into the muzzleloader contest. Already took care of that.
All right, good. That's good.
But believe it or not, I'm actually heading down the road right now, ready to meet a good friend of mine. We're going to go out hand tonging this morning for oysters.
Oh, cool.
Recreationally.
So. Yeah, you can do that. That's cool.
I just found out late last night, I was looking through my manual, that I think starting October 1st, this year, you need a $10 recreational license.
Okay.
So, of course, I went onto the Compass website last night, and being computer illiterate, pretty much.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it, so I stopped in this morning to the good old Chesapeake Outdoors. Stopped in there and
oh yeah, cool.
So,
well, enjoy your day out there. Enjoy
really
your day.
To it.
So yes,
next
indeed.
Time you see me, I might be in a full body cast.
gotta work some muscles you haven't worked for a while, huh?
Like a pocket full of Motrin, we'll see how it goes.
All right, Jeff from Giant, good talking to you. And let me know how you make out. Are you going out muzzleloader season?
Yeah, we're going to give it a try. We're more bow hunters, but we definitely try to do both.
All right, question. I don't know if I told you about this or not. I have a big old matriarch doe. I know she's at least 5 years old. She's been busting every hunt, just about every hunt. She busted me the other night, came all the way across the woods, circled all the way around me to catch my wind, and took her and her merry band of four off, snorting all the way, tails up, blown across the field, and pretty much ended the hunt. Would you take that deer out?
100% yes. I did. When I got into my truck this morning, that was I listened to the entire account of that thing, and I was on board. It is time. Good night, Irene or Karen, whatever you want to call her. But I will tell you this. My son and I had the same exact thing happen about a week or so ago in the woods, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he goes, well, I guess this hunt's over.
Yep, so, exactly. So
you got to draw the line somewhere.
Yep. So I have a couple bucks that I would like to take off the property. But there's a nice 8-point, but I tell you one thing. I think that this trophy doe has just gone up to the top of the list. So
it has to be, because when they start snorting all that, it's just
you're done. Done. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Hey, have a great trip today. I'll talk to you this week. Thanks, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. Tony, let's talk to Tony over there in Ridgely, Maryland. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. Everything's going well.
Good.
Yep, I just called to get signed up for the muzzleloader.
Good.
I can't wait for the 17th to go out hunting with my black powder.
You and I both, brother. I really like that season. I've taken some nice deer in muzzleloader season, and I'm very, very happy that that season is getting underway. Chris and I are going to be out there at Queen Anne's County the first thing, and then maybe in the evening, too. We'll see how the morning goes. And then I know we're going to make a trip to Cecil County on Friday, so we'll see how that all works out. Cecil County is where Chris took his first deer, and hopefully he'll be able to score again this year. So. But good.
They got some fallow deer up there in Cecil County.
Yeah, they have a few up there. I've never seen one. They have some in Talbot County. They have some in Queen Anne's County, and they have some in Prince George's County.
Correct. Actually, my bow hunting buddy years ago, back in the early 70s, he was bow hunting up there, and he told me, "You can't believe what come under my stand this evening." And he said, "A fallow deer," and I didn't know what that was then. I said, "What?" So then we went down to Annapolis to Department of Natural Resources and told them, and they told us about them escaping, and they were legal.
Yeah.
And a few weeks later, he shot his very first deer, which was a really nice fallow buck.
Really?
That was his very first archery kill.
Is he still around?
He's in his 90s now. He can't hunt anymore.
I got it. Does he have the mount of the deer?
Yes, he had it mounted.
Good. Send us a picture.
I'll try to do that.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Well,
all right.
Sign me up for the contest.
You got it, buddy.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Woo! Feedback. Yeah, you got to turn that radio down. Yeah, I know it. Was that Tony or was that Ed? I can't. Ed is up. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good. I'm waiting for my brother's phone call. He and his wife, my sister-in-law, headed from Rhode Island down to Vero Beach to see if they still got a house.
Yeah. I spent a little time in Vero Beach. Went fishing out of there. Caught some big old grouper out of there. And a buddy of my dad's caught a cobia on a headboat, of all things. Caught some trigger fish and some snappers and had a great time out of Vero Beach. And also spent some time in St. Petersburg, which is where my sister-in-law has a house, her and my brother-in-law. And she lost a car. A tree fell down on just right down on top of her roof on her car. And they were in St. Augustine during the bulk of it and then went back to the house the other day. And
it was
Yeah, well, no, the house was fine.
The car was gone.
The car was gone. The trees were gone. But you know what? National Guard was in their yard cutting trees. There were half a dozen National Guardsmen in there. They were taking care of the people just like they should. And kudos to Governor Ron DeSantis for getting the preparation work done. I don't know if you listened to him any time before this storm or not. Okay. But they had... He was telling a story about the state trucks and the contractors were gathering up the debris from the previous, Helene?
Yeah.
Hurricane. And they were taking them to the landfill. And he said one of the landfills, Pinellas County or one of them, I can't remember, that's where my sister-in-law lives, they had locked the landfill. They weren't open 24 hours a day to receive these trucks of debris. And he said, we went in, we cut the locks off and opened the landfill up and took our trucks in there. I'm like, way to go, Governor, man. That's exactly what
it is. The landfill's looking for work.
Yeah, I'm sure. But that is the best planning I've ever heard of you know, and he had all the resources together. And, you know, you just can't depend on the guys in Washington for everything.
No.
You got to take care of your state. You got to take your resources. And hats off to the Republican candidate for president who has a hotel in Miami who's put up 275. Yep, 275 workers, utility workers, no charge. Enjoy the hotel, fellas. First class accommodations. It's on me.
As long as they didn't have an open bar.
Exactly. So,
well, listen, do you think there'll be National Guard where my brother is in Vero Beach?
Probably.
Okay, because he told me, I said, don't go down 95, get off at 896, come down through here, and there's two stores in Middletown where you can get a bigger chainsaw if you need it, because I have a big Husqvarna.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I've got three, and the blade, chains are all sharp.
No, he's ready to go then.
No, he's not, because they're battery-operated. Now, a battery-operated chainsaw, I don't believe that. He's a greenie, what can I tell you? So,
where are you going to plug him in?
I don't know. But anyway,
to recharge the battery. I will say that. Let me just defend some. I bought a little tiny chainsaw to cut up a battery operated chainsaw. I can't tell you the brand. I don't even remember it. But I bought it years ago when I lived in Baltimore County, and I got it out to carve a pumpkin, big pumpkin one day, and Robin made fun of me. But it made short work of the pumpkin. But I took that battery operated chainsaw with a couple batteries and a gas-powered pole saw to do some trimming on my deer stand. And guess what? That little battery-operated chainsaw cut better and lasted longer than the gas-operated pole saw.
Okay, I feel a little better.
Yeah, you should feel a little bit better. But, you know, for a big job like cutting trees, no, it ain't happening. So.
And then I offered him, I bought four shotguns, one for my brother Mike and my brother Paul. I just lost him in March, but
I'm sorry to hear.
I said, you want to take one of them? And of course, they're anti-gun.
Yeah.
No, I don't need that. Then I see that they've got problems with gators and snakes. So maybe a kind word to a gator is not a word. I don't think so. He should have had a gun. He really
Let me tell you something. No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Yeah, hey, look. Some lessons are learned by life experience, and some are hard lessons.
Okay. I got three quick ones about my years in upstate New York, because you know I'm not from down here. I've been down here 30 years. I still don't have, still can't say all and things like that. But I
have. Can't say water?
One guy's up there taking pictures in the Adirondacks. This is from Avery's restaurant. It's up in the middle of nowhere. And they said the guy walked into the bar, big restaurant, big bar, and he's got a backpack on, and he's got, no lie, he's got his tripod for taking pictures sticking out of his backpack so that it looks like he's got antlers. And they told him, you know, he goes, no, I've done this for years. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Then there was two other guys from Jersey sitting at the bar, pointing at the deer heads over the bar, saying that's what they look like.
Right.
And then the last one was a guy came out of the woods with a bow, and he was all pissed off. We had duck stamps. We're sitting there waiting on the ducks to come in. He's all pissed. Pardon me. He's all upset.
Upset.
Yeah, upset. I'm sorry.
That's and right.
He said, you just spooked the deer, and he was really angry. And I said, excuse me. What did you got? He goes, I got a bow with whatever the pound was. I don't know. It's old days.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I've got a Model 12 Winchester 12 gauge. Which one do you think wins? And he just went back.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
But yeah. New Jersey, you can't reason with them.
Yeah, you can use. Can you still use buckshot in New Jersey for deer?
This was upstate New York.
Oh, upstate. I had friends in southern New Jersey, had a nice 9-point buck hanging on the wall, and they took it down to Pine Barrens with buckshot. So I assumed that buckshot was still
there. Well, in the old days, you could use a rifle north of the Mohawk River, up in the Adirondacks. South, you could use buckshot.
Got it. Hey, thanks for the call. Got to move along, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. See ya. All right, let's see. Thank you, everybody, for holding on. I'm going to tell you about a couple guns. I'm going to tell you about a couple guns at Clyde Sports Shop. Yes, I am. I'm going to tell you about we talked about rifles and shotguns in that call. I'm going to tell you about the X-Bolt Hunter. This is the famous X-Bolt. This is the one built for hunting. This is not the gloss finish of shiny blue metal. This is the bolt-action hunting rifle with a satin walnut checkered stock, a matte blue barrel, a little less shiny in the woods, an action and a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger available in all Magnum, short Magnum, and standard calibers as well. That's the X-Bolt Hunter model. If you want the X-Bolt medallion with the you know, the rosewood cap on the forend and on the grip cap, the polished engraved blue steel receiver, the high gloss finished walnut stock, you can get that too. Beautiful gun, classic X-Bolt medallion. Both of those are available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Now they've discontinued the BAR, the MK2 Safari model, which is the stands for Browning Auto Loading Rifle. The BAR MK2 Safari features a traditionally styled walnut stock, a hammer forged barrel, and a polished blued and engraved steel receiver, reliable gas piston operation, and a detachable box magazine. If you like that auto loading action in a high powered rifle, the BAR MK2 Safari. All three of these available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe, 21227. Since 1957, they've been around. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. The website, ClydesSportShop.com. New website, really renovated, looks good. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and all your hunting accessories, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Now, I'm going to tell you one more time. Well, I'll probably tell you two more times about Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Simply put, if you're looking for a fireplace insert, they have them. Gas, wood, pellet, and electric. If your HOA doesn't allow your fireplace to have a gas insert or a real flame and you need an electric fireplace insert for your supplemental heat, stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, Kent Island. They will take care of you. They will take care of you with friendly professional service and advice. They will take care of you with installation, and they will take care of you with follow-up service as well. They'll answer all your questions and make sure you're treated right. Now, if you prefer a freestanding stove, pellet stove or wood stove, and you need a bag of pellets or a pallet of pellets, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the place to go. This great store is just a giant store. It's got tremendous amount of selection of furniture and sheds and things like that you don't see everywhere, things like gym sets, you know, used to call them swing sets for the kids. Well, they're gym sets now because they got sliding boards and everything else, storage shed, chicken coops, dog kennels, all the big stuff. You need to stop by Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's for the inserts and the fireplaces. Where is this place? Well, it's on Drummer Drive. It's just off Route 50. Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Or if you're coming through Graysonville, just make, Route 18, make a right on Evans and left on Drummer. You'll be right there. Open 7 days a week, 410-827-4500, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right, let's get back to the calls for sure. You know, we've got to present our sponsors, and a lot of people like to sponsor this show. And, you know, unfortunately, we are at capacity right now, but, you know, we love it. We love being at capacity. So let's talk to Joanne in Harford County. Good morning, Joanne. Thank you for holding.
Good morning. I called just to enter the contest, but I wanted to say good morning, too. So thank you for letting me say hi.
Oh, okay. Well, hi. And good luck to you.
Well, thank you. I didn't hear many women up this early in the morning, so I figured, you know, I'd be the first one.
Do you hunt?
No, but I do own a firearm.
Well, that's good. That's good. Everybody should. I agree with you.
So, my husband likes to bow hunt, so.
He likes to bow hunt. Well, maybe you'll win a muzzleloader and surprise him. That'd be great.
That would be awesome. I asked him about it this morning as I was taking him to work, and he explained it to me. I was like, oh, okay.
What a muzzleloader is?
Yeah. I didn't know that. I only know, you know.
Sure.
I carry, but I don't know that.
Okay, I got it. Well, he was able to explain the difference. That's good. Yeah, it's a fun way to hunt, and it's a little different. You know, you have to figure out what powder charge you want to put down the barrel. It's not like you just stick a bullet in, you know, from the breech. You got to figure out your powder, and then you select of all the many different brands of bullets what you want to shoot, and you put that down the barrel, make sure all that's done, and then. It's just a fun way to go. I love it.
That sounds like something from the, like, you know, the Civil War and stuff. So
yeah, kind of.
Pretty cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. But I mean, they've modernized them a lot. We do have a primitive season with a flintlock, like you find in the Civil War and even the Revolutionary War, and then the percussion cap. That primitive season is only 3 days long, February 1st, 2nd, 3rd. But, you know, that used to be the standard. You used to have to use one of those before the new modern inlines came along. So
you just educated me on older guns and the newer guns and the differences. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Have a good day. Yes, indeed. Bye-bye. Yes, a flintlock back in the day. The way that worked is very similar. The powder goes down the barrel first, and then the bullet goes down on top of that. Now, back in the day, they used a round ball, and they would use a patch. They called it a spit patch. Now you can buy pre-lubricated patches for that purpose, which I use. And I still use a round ball, still use a patch, still use double F black powder, but I learned a tip years ago and forgot about it. Yep, had a misfire on a big 10-point. Oh, my gosh, he was a big, big bully 10-point. Beautiful yellow rack, tall, tight. Oh, anyway, the gun didn't go off, and it was because I forgot to prime that. And if you're shooting a percussion cap or a flintlock, make sure that you load a few grains of 4FG powder before you load your 2FG. And when that flint that uses 4F goes off, goes in through the touch hole, or the percussion cap goes in through the touch hole, it ignites that 4F, which burns a lot quicker and a lot faster, and ignites the rest of the powder, and your gun will always go off. Thank you, Joe, for reminding me of that, something I learned years ago and forgot. Let's see. John in Denton. Good morning, John. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Al. I hope you and Robert are doing well.
Doing all right.
All right. And just entering the contest this morning. Got a couple questions, though.
Okay.
The muzzle... We down here at Post 29, we have a turkey shoot. Would that be a good rifle to use for that turkey shoot?
No, the turkey shoot is a shotgun only.
Oh, okay.
Turkey shoot is a the way it works is there's a target that's put up that has I believe an X on the middle of it, something like that, if I recall. And you shoot a shotgun at that target, and then the pellet that strikes the center or closest to the center of the X wins the prize.
I got you. But
muzzleloader shoots one solid bullet.
Okay. Because I thought some of the guys down here are muzzleloader shooters during that contest. I don't know. Well, I'll find out about it.
Yeah, find out on that. I mean, if you have another type of target shoot, there's a pipe shoot for muzzleloaders. There's a card shoot for muzzleloaders where they set a playing card on edge and, you know, try to cut the card in half with the bullet. You know, there's all kinds of fun things you can do with a muzzleloader. A pipe shoot is a clay pipe, and there's, you know, you try to shoot the bowl off, you try to shoot the stem, or it's a printed target that looks like a clay pipe. But there's a lot of fun games you can play with muzzleloaders for sure. And, you know, and that's harkening back to some of these older models that I was talking about, the percussion caps and the flintlocks and things like that. So,
right,
yeah, but find out on that. Post 29, huh?
Post 29, we do that like fourth Sunday usually, or then we have breakfast. It's on third. Sometimes they do them after that. But anyway, that's a good place to come. I'll find out more about it. Also, let me think. Just getting educated on this by your flintlock and all the other stuff that you've been mentioning, and
yeah,
it's kind of opening up another world of firearms for me. We'll see how they your comment about Governor DeSantis. We'll see how they treat him on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yeah, all the talk shows. We'll see if they have anything
about him. Yeah, well, I'm not too worried about the commentators on the talk shows. I know what I heard, and I from the horse's mouth, and I liked what I heard. So,
yeah.
But I will tell you from the people that live there, from my sister-in-law's perspective, and she was in St. Petersburg. You know, she's very pleased with the state and the National Guard response. That's for sure, no question. So.
Yeah, I have my sister lives down in Spring Hill, and they voted out. They were confident.
That's good.
I haven't been in touch with them, but I'm going to find out today sometime. We'll find out what's going on.
Gotcha. Well, hopefully everything worked out well. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. All right.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, Colleen. We're going to ask you to hold for the break, if you would. And we'll be glad to talk to you when you come back, when we come back. But right now it's time for me to tell the folks about Spurry's Tire Service, located right here in town, corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. And very convenient, very convenient. And I will tell you, if you have a machine that has a tire, whether that's your car, your truck, your ATV, your trailer, your tractor, your corn picker, your sprayer, your airplane, your motorcycle, your bicycle, your UTV, your RTV, your recreational vehicle, your motorhome, your triaxle trailer, your tractor trailer, your fuel hauler, it doesn't matter. Spurries can take care of your tires, that's for sure. American-made Bridgestone, Firestone, as well as any specialty tire you need, they've got them for your car, your truck. No appointment needed for tires. I'll say it right up front. No appointment needed for tires. You walk in, they come out, they look at your car, they say, here's what we got. We got a Firestone, we got a Bridgestone for you. Here's the price. And hang around a little bit, and we'll get it taken care of if they have the tire in stock. Now, if it's some odd-sized tire, something like that, and they have to order it, it'll be there the next day. So that's pretty interesting, huh? So I've given you all the tires that they have and all the tires that they get, but don't forget they have a full-service automotive repair. So they'll check, they'll diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They have a 24-hour truck service. They have a farm truck service that goes right to the farms. Stop by. Again, no appointment needed for tires. Or call them, 410-822-7384. 822-7384. They've taken care of me numerous times, Robin, and our families, for over 30 years. The website, spurriestire.com. Phone number again, 822-7384. Area code 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up a weather beam mag. Marty Robbins turned up. Hey, boys, I'm getting nervous. My knees are getting weak. I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks. Mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks. Yeah.
Well, we'll see if a big buck shows up on Thursday. Let's talk to Colleen. Good morning, Colleen. How are you?
Hello. How you doing?
Doing well.
That's good. You know what? I called up to join the contest. I've called up many times. Maybe this will be my lucky time. Have you heard that new song called Don't Donald the Trump?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. You gotta find it. It's by John Schneider.
Okay. Oh, John Schneider. He was Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes. You've got to look it up. It's just fabulous. You'll love it.
I sent out something with one of our listeners from, I guess John is from New England now, used to be Florida and wherever else, something on YouTube called let's see what it's called, The Dukes of MAGA.
Look
that up on YouTube, The Dukes of MAGA, MAGA. Is that the one you were talking about?
I guess, the guy that wrote this song was, Peter Wolf, who did all the songs for Top Gun.
Okay.
I mean, he's a big guy, a big shot, yeah. Anyway.
Well, it's...
He asked Schneider to sing this, and he sang it with the W-2s, whoever they are.
I don't know. Okay, we'll look that one up, but...
You're going to love it.
Yeah, well, you need to see this YouTube video.
All right, and what's it again? Tell me again.
The Dukes of MAGA. MAGA, M-A-G-A, MAGA. Make America Great Again. Yep, okay. It's got Rush. It's got it's got Rush Limbaugh in it. It's got Joe in it. Joe is Sheriff Roscoe, and Hillary's Boss Hog.
Mm.
And it's Donald and JD driving the whatever the admiral or General Lee driving the car. Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Cool. It's got I'm sure it's fun.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? You know what? We try to not to keep the show that political, but you know that we do have a sense of humor too, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Hey, we have a sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Or we go crazy, wouldn't we?
Is America and we're patriots and
Amen.
You know what? I just want to say something about voting real quick.
Yeah.
A lot of people before you go in that voting booth, if you got any grandbabies, look into their little faces. look into their little faces and just think, you know what? What I'm going to vote, these children are the ones that are going to have to put up with all this nonsense.
You know what I mean? That is a great idea, Colleen. That is a wonderful idea for all the grandparents out there. Look in the faces of your little grandchildren before you go in the voting booth. That has given me a mission. That's given me something to do.
Right. You know, think about that.
Yeah, and we have a week of early voting in person, which I've taken advantage of several times, and it's really enjoyable. I've stood in long lines on early voting, you know, but I assume that I will be standing in a longer line if I wait till November 5th. But I will stand in line in one of those off days on early voting and enjoy that time as well. So very nice. But it's nice to do it in person. I told Robin, she said, well, should I order a ballot? I said, no. I said, we're going to get you out of the house. We're going to get you to the polling place, but we're going to go early. We're not going to stand in line on November 5th, but we'll get you there early.
She's going to this time.
Yeah, she's good with that. She's good with that. So,
you know. All right, listen, I'm going to say something about Robin, too. We have a prayer list, and she is on that prayer list.
Wonderful.
And I know she is feeling it. I do.
I know it. I know it.
I believe in prayer. It's
I do, too, and I thank everybody, all the listeners out there, for their prayers. And believe me, she wants to get back. She really does.
She does.
She's not just avoiding this, you know, because she doesn't want to do it. She wants to get back on the air. And I miss her. I miss our conversations. We still have those conversations, but not on the air.
You know, I think about her. Cause I always think about grandbabies. When I put your show on every single Saturday because I get up all hours of the night and I'm anyway, long story short.
Yep.
But I look forward to this show. I have a lot of hunters in my family.
Great.
You know, they're deer hunters, I got fishermen and everything. Anyway, you guys are patriots and you make a lot of people happy.
We like to make people happy.
You really do, and I love your songs that you play.
Yeah, we've work on those. We're going to try and get some more different ones on there too. Maybe a little bit more rock and roll. What do you think, Aaron? A little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of classic rock and roll. All right, good.
Okay.
Colleen, thank you for the call. We greatly appreciate it.
All right, hon. Have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye bye. Don in Middletown, Delaware. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Okay, better than the rest of the world. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm here.
Yeah.
35 years and counting, buddy. I'm still here.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to you for a long time. I like. I try to catch it when I used to go to work. I used to catch it every Saturday, but lately, now that I'm retarded, I sometimes sleep a little later.
I hear you. I get it. Well, I wish. This morning was a morning I wished I could have slept in a little bit. Beautiful, cold, cool weather out there in the 50s. Oh, what good sleeping weather, you know?
Oh, yeah. We had the dogs out earlier. I had to watch that the possum was on the porch. Eats a cat food. So, the one dog, you know, I don't think it was a mean bone in his body. So I caught him underneath underneath the chair. So I just got the dog down and I told him it's okay. So he just looked at me and went across the porch and went down the other side. And and what was really funny, they went to take the little chihuahua out and he turns the porch light on. And just to get open the door, I looked out and here's this big old skunk.
Man.
It would have made a nice hat, but I mean it went down the other side of the
pool. Uh-oh, where'd you go?
To the skunk was gone.
Oh man!
It's funny.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know what you forgot to mention too? That if you shoot a, because I had both muzzle loaders, I had the flintlock and the percussion.
Yeah.
And the first time I shot that flintlock, you know, it's like a split second. By the time when that pin goes off and it fires that muzzle, you know, the barrel,
yep.
You know, it really kind of really surprised me. So
you got to hold on tight. Yeah, that's for sure. So
yeah. So and that's where, and I had one where the pin went off. That's where you got the flash of the pin came from.
That's right. So, and the gun didn't go off.
With that.
Yep.
Yeah. So hey, you know what? I haven't heard you. I heard all these other rifles you got. What about the Henry? I got several Henrys. I always like the Henry. Rifle.
I like the Henry, but I don't own one. Someday I'd like to own one, maybe a .444 or something like that, but I don't own one. I buy guns very rarely, and I've got to really like the gun before I buy it. And I'm looking for a lever action 35 Remington, a Marlin 35 Remington lever action. But they're in high demand. You know, people really like them. But I like straight wall rifle being used in the shotgun season. Before that ever came about, a friend talked me into a .450 Marlin. Now the bullets are hard, very hard to find, but I've got plenty of them, probably enough to last me the rest of my life. But the .450 Marlin brought it out to compete with the .45-70, and I've taken several deer with that. I like the way it shoots. It's very accurate. It's a 300.
A little kick to it, though, don't.
Not much, and that's what I like about it. You know, I'm very blessed with guns that don't kick a lot. My 300 Win Mag doesn't kick. My 450 Marlin doesn't kick. The only gun that kicks me that I don't like is my Remington. My Remington 12 gauge special purpose deer rifle. That thing will kick like a mule. But 4440, is that what you said, or 444?
I had a 4440. It was the Yellow Boy. I had a Henry Yellow Boy, and I had a little kick to it.
It would.
Yeah. I don't know. 110.
Okay.
35-110.
Okay.
Yeah, that's got a nice little kick to it.
I bet. So,
yeah.
All right, man. Hey, we'll talk more about guns when you call again. How's that sound?
That sounds good. All right, you have a good one now.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. Speaking of guns, I want to tell you about a couple waterfowl firearms from Clyde Sport Shop. They're Brownings. The A5 Wicked Wing and Vintage Camo comes with a Vintage Camo stock. But what I like about this one, it's super reliable duck and goose hunting waterfowl shotgun. It features a kinematic drive recoil operation with a composite stock, a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver and on the barrel as well. It's got an oversized bolt release, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, so you can select your choke, and a corrosion-resistant chrome bore. It comes with an ABS case. It's a beautiful firearm, an A5 autoloader, Browning, Wicked Wing, in vintage camo. In Auric camo, which is Browning's proprietary camo, the Maxis 2, this is DU's gun of the year, reliable gas-operated autoloading shotgun, with additional enhancements to improve performance. A composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, an inflex recoil pad, and oversized controls. This is a beautiful waterfowl shotgun. Throw one to your shoulder when you stop by Clyde Sport Shop, even if you're not in the market. Feel what a good gun coming to your shoulder feels like. Both of these firearms and the full line of Browning firearms are available at Clyde Sport Shop, your full line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore. Yep, Halethorpe or Lansdowne. You take your pick, 21227, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. If you're coming 95 from the city, get off the South Caton Avenue exit. You can get there just like that, too. Since 1957. They've been around. ClydesSportShop.com is the website. Open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Fishing, hunting, and crabbing as well. Clyde Sport Shop is the place to go. Backyard Billy's. I'm just going to say this real quick. If you need a barbecue grill, if you need a fireplace insert, if you need a freestanding wood or pellet stove, if you need pellets, if you need installation of any of that stuff, if you need quality service, friendly staff, professional staff, knowledgeable staff, and good prices, you need to stop by Backyard Billy's, specifically Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. When you walk in the front door, you want to walk through all those picnic tables, and you'll see all that stuff out in the yard, the sheds and the dog kennels and the chicken coops and all that stuff. When you walk into the front door of Backyard Billy's, go to the left. Barbecue grills are there, Memphis Stainless, the Big Green Egg. You go behind there, and you will see this wide array of fireplace inserts and freestanding wooden pellet stoves. You'll love it. Hearth America, Backyard Billy, you'll be glad you did. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. BackyardBillys.com. Hearth America Facebook page. Exit 44B off of Route 50 coming from the bridge. Graysonville. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. 410-827-4500. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, the bags, or if you have a feeder, use apple cracker spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. AppleCrackerDeerFeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your mil-spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your mil-spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These mil-spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a mil-spec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, we are at the end. A lot of callers. Thank you very much. Men and women from Delaware and North Carolina and even New Zealand today. Well, back in Maryland. But thank you, Richard. Number of emails. You can always email your entry into the contest, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. How about that? Listen, support our sponsors. We thank you for that. Let us know that you've been treated well. Okay. Get out, stay safe. Remember, family's everything. You only have a couple days to register to vote. When you go to vote, look into the faces of your grandchildren. You're doing it for them. Remember to love the Lord because He loves you. See you next week.